Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. There's this tradition, this legacy, really, at my alma mater, where I went to school to become a pastor. It's this great legacy that students want to be a part of. There was this room on campus above the dining hall that actually had framed pictures of all of the students who got to add their name to this legacy and be a part of it. And it's not what you're thinking. It's not the departmental awards or the merit scholarships that are mentioned at graduation ceremony. No, this was the honor of being able to call yourself flag football champions at Princeton Seminary. If you're not familiar with seminary, that's the school where people go to become pastors. It's where Pastor Josh and I both went. And it might not be the place that you think of being full of athletic talent. But every year, students would come out on Saturdays in the fall to play flag football, and every year there was a flag football championship. Each year, new students would put teams together because they wanted to play, but there were also teams that had been around forever. They had team t-shirts with their names on it, and when somebody graduated from the seminary, then that shirt would stick around. It would get passed on to a new player that would get drafted onto their team. There were these two teams that had been around forever, and people wanted to be asked to be a part of these teams. These teams were the Golden Calves and the Paracletes. The Golden Calves, now they were really good at flag football. I think almost every year I was in school, the Golden Calves won the championship. You can ask Pastor Josh about the Golden Calves. I think that was his flag football team when he was at school. But then the other team that also had t-shirts and the name stuck around forever were the Paracletes. Can you think of a better name for Christian flag football players running around in cleats on Saturday morning than Paracletes? If you're wondering if I told you this whole story just to be able to bring up this word paraclete, you might just be right. But it's actually not just a great name for a Christian flag football team. The paraclete is the word for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what we're going to be talking about today in today's message, and the Holy Spirit is the reason that you and I know God's love. It's the reason why people keep telling stories about Jesus, because the Holy Spirit inspires them. Our faith gets passed down story by story, and it might not be all that different than those shirts getting passed down year after year to people on those teams. We get introduced to that word paraclete, introduced to the person of the Holy Spirit in today's reading in John chapter 14. It's the first time that word appears. And it's in this section in John's gospel that biblical scholars call the final discourse. It's a bunch of conversations between Jesus and his disciples before we get to Holy Week. It's the perfect place to wrap up our sermon series, Famous Last Words, where we've been talking about some of Jesus' famous last words. We've talked about Jesus' words about love. We've talked about Jesus' words about unity. And today we will be talking about Jesus' words of peace. The conversations between the disciples and Jesus, it often starts with the disciples asking a question and Jesus expounding, Jesus teaching on that subject for a while. It's kind of like a teacher trying to prepare the class right before the final exam. They want to cover all the questions, all the big ideas before the exam time comes, before the class is over. Now, there wasn't going to be a final exam exactly for the disciples, but the class was going to be over. Their teacher was going to leave. In this section, Jesus keeps reminding them with phrases like, "When I go to the Father, when I'm no longer with you, I will return to the Father. The hour has almost come." All of these phrases that are trying to remind the disciples that Jesus isn't meant to stay with them forever. Jesus' time with them was running out. And Jesus wanted them to remember these teachings. you know, we're almost to the part of the story, almost to the part in John's gospel when we're at Holy Week, when Judas's betrayal happens and Jesus' arrest and Peter's denial, almost to those moments that are full in Holy Week of a lot of confusion and questions and fear. And so it's almost right into those anticipated moments of anxiety that Jesus says this to the disciples. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus' famous last words that we have here to the disciples are words of peace and a promise. Jesus promises that after he goes back to the Father, that the Father will send Jesus' Spirit to them. And the Spirit that is sent to them will be their paraclete. That's the word I was telling you about. They will be accompanied by the paraclete. And that's translated sometimes as the advocate. That's what we had in today's reading. But you'll also sometimes see it as the helper. God's Spirit is going to be in the world with the disciples and with us, helping, comforting, advocating, stepping in, and defending. God's Spirit was going to continue to be in the world even after God's Son was no longer in the world. Every time I hear that word paraclete, I think of paraprofessionals. They have that same root word, and that's a Greek root meaning to come alongside or to be right beside. Paraprofessionals, those were the staff at my high school who worked with students who had serious developmental delays or behavior challenges. Students who needed help communicating or going to the bathroom or keeping track of their things or just making it through a really busy high school hallway. The paraprofessionals who worked with these students, they were a constant presence, a constant source of companionship and safety and comfort. When I think about paraprofessionals, I use that image to think about God's Spirit, the paraclete, coming alongside us. Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit was going to be at work in the disciples' lives, and I think at work in our lives in these ways. The Holy Spirit was going to teach them, and the Holy Spirit was going to remind them. Just like God was in the world through Jesus, just like Jesus' work in the world was to point back to the Father's love, the Holy Spirit's work in the world was to point back to Jesus and the love that Jesus shared. The Holy Spirit is still at work in the world, helping people experience and better understand and be reminded of God's love for us. We're going to talk more about this after Easter, but the book of Acts, the book in the Bible that comes right after the Gospel of John, the book that we've been talking about today, the book of Acts is full of stories of the Holy Spirit at work, the Holy Spirit helping those early believers better understand who Jesus was and what Jesus' life and teachings were really about. And then the Holy Spirit was at work inspiring people to keep telling those stories. That's why I say that you and I, we know about the love of God and the love that God has for us because the Holy Spirit is at work. Because the Holy Spirit has been at work since then and up until now, inspiring people and helping people better understand who Jesus is and helping inspire people to keep telling Jesus' stories. I would understand if you had a hard time believing that God was still at work in the world, at work in the world today. It seems sometimes like the world is turned upside down and not at all like a place where God is active. I can understand why you'd have a hard time believing that. But then I hear stories like teenagers getting baptized. One of my friends right now in her youth group has 3 teenagers who are getting baptized in the next month. Even in this pandemic, upside down world, these teenagers have somehow found a way to God's love, have somehow found a way to want to choose and declare and claim for themselves through baptism Jesus' love for them and their hope that they have in Jesus. When I hear stories like that, I just know that God made good on Jesus' promise that the Holy Spirit would come after him and be at work in the world after him. When I hear stories like that, I just know the Holy Spirit is still at work. I also know that those teenagers, you know, they didn't get there. They didn't get to Jesus on their own. I know they had friends or parents or leaders in their life coming alongside them, leading them to Jesus. You and me, anyone else who claims to be a follower of Jesus, I bet we can name people or a group of people who came alongside us, who inspired us to follow Jesus, who helped us better understand Jesus' life and what his story is really about. I think each and every one of us has stories like that of people coming alongside us. And I think that's how the Holy Spirit is still at work in the world today. Each of us is a part of a faith being passed down one story at a time, one act of compassion, one act of grace, one act of generosity at a time. That's how our faith gets shared. That's how the Holy Spirit is at work. You know, the promise within the promise of the coming Holy Spirit isn't just that we're not alone, but it's that the story isn't over. God's work isn't finished. Because of the Holy Spirit, God's work in the world didn't end when the Son went back to the Father. God's work in the world continues because of the Holy Spirit through you, and through me, and all of us who claim to live our life like Jesus. Sometimes in a world that doesn't maybe look exactly like we think God would want the world to look like, or we don't experience the world maybe as we think God would hope it looked like. Sometimes for those of us just trying to live like Jesus, the best thing that we can do is remember Jesus' famous last words. Remember what Jesus teaches about loving one another, about being united, about having peace. We can have peace because the Holy Spirit is at work. The Holy Spirit is right beside us. The Holy Spirit goes with us wherever we go. And just like those earliest followers of Jesus, you might be surprised what you're able to accomplish when you remember, when you believe that the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you wherever you go. Amen. Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.